Trey's pounding headache was punishment enough. On top of Jason's fury, it was almost unbearable. "You're supposed to be the brains, and I'm supposed to be the muscle," Jason said gruffly. "Now I'm having to do both. Thanks a lot, pal." Trey could see Jason's chest heaving with each breath. He was angry.
"I said I'm sorry, man. What do you want from me?"
Jason sat down on the couch next to his roommate. The two sat in silence for a moment before Jason continued. "I want you to be careful. This could cost us everything. I could lose my VA benefits if I wind up in jail for something like this." Trey tightened his lips, then patted Jason gently on the shoulder.
"You're right, man. I'll shape up."
Jason nodded his approval, and the two resumed their typical day of watching TV and hanging out until it was time for Trevor's next delivery. Still not ready to let Trevor fly solo, Jason met him at the delivery site. Jason parked as far out of view as he could and walked to meet Trevor's vehicle. One day, Trevor would do everything on his own, but Jason wanted to make sure he was capable first. Trevor was 10 minutes early, per instructions, so they would arrive before the buyer. Jason sat and waited with Trevor until a dark sedan pulled up finally. A man stepped out.
"You Trevor?" he asked gruffly.
"Yeah."
"Let me see the stuff."
Trevor seemed calm, as if he had done this a million times before.
"Show me the money first, dude."
The man rolled his eyes and reached in the back seat of his car to pull out a small duffel bag. He unzipped it and showed the cash inside. Trevor walked over to the trunk of his car and used his key to unlock it. Inside were several flower arrangements. He grabbed one and handed it to the man. The man turned the arrangement in his hand, looking for where the drugs were hidden. Jason watched from his place, leaning against the car. He noticed as the man moved that he had a pistol tucked in his waistband. This wasn't uncommon in this line of work, but it only reminded Jason that he had left his own gun in his vehicle. Jason didn't want to take any chances and casually walked away from the car and closer to the buyer. The man found the false bottom in the cheap plastic vase that the flowers rested in and the drugs hiding inside. He smirked slightly at the cleverness of the apparatus.
"Very good," the buyer said softly. "I'll take the lot of them."
As Trevor turned around to walk back to his car, the buyer pulled the pistol from his waistband. Jason saw it coming, but he wasn't fast enough to stop him from drawing it. As the pistol pointed at Trevor, Jason quickly smacked the buyer's arm away, gripped him tightly, and kneed him hard in the groin. Jason stepped behind the buyer and, still gripping his body, hip-tossed him to the dirt. He landed on his stomach, but still clung tightly to the gun, so Jason gave his hand a quick stomp and broke the bones with a loud crunching sound. He then kicked the buyer's hand, causing the gun to skid across the dirt. Jason casually walked over and picked up the duffel bag, which had fallen to the ground during the scuffle. He peered at Trevor, then at the buyer on the ground. Trevor stood still near the trunk of the car, in shock from what had just happened. The buyer still didn't get up. He sat on the dirt watching Jason.
"Trevor, leave the product here," Jason said in a dry tone.
"What?"
"Leave it here. We aren't thieves."
Jason gave one last disgusted look toward the buyer, then helped Trevor unload the rest of the flowers into the back seat of the buyer's car. When they were finished, the buyer quietly picked up his gun, got in his car, and left without another word.
"Why'd you give him the drugs, man?" Trevor asked. "Why don't we just take the cash?"
"We don't want to do anything that will warrant retribution from whatever associates this dude may have. We gave him a fair chance, and for that he will respect us. We don't have to worry about anyone coming after us for revenge, and we were able to walk away with the money. It was a good call."
Trevor had no rebuttal for Jason. He thanked him for saving his life and took a portion of the cash as payment, then let Jason leave with the rest.